Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, July 19th, 2019. On this day in 1900, the first line of the Paris Metro opened for operation. Surfing the internet in the U-Bahn will soon be faster for many users, as mobile phone coverage in Germany's longest metro network is being improved. This is provided for in a contract concluded by Telefonica Deutschland and the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or BVG. In the future, Deutsche Telekom and Vodafone customers will also be able to use LTE, currently the fastest mobile communications standard in the entire U-Bahn network. Until now, it has only been available to customers of Telefonica companies, including O2, since 2016. The other mobile phone users had to make do with a slower GSM network, except for two sections of the U7 and U8. Playing online, streaming music and films, and using new digital services, in the future, this will be possible for all U-Bahn passengers in Berlin who own a mobile phone. Ramona Pop, Berlin's Senator for Economy, Energy, and Business of the Green Party, remarked on Thursday, quote, "The signing of the agreement brings us a big step closer to our goal of offering nationwide access to fast internet in the Berlin Underground. This is good news for all Berliners who want to use their travel time for information and entertainment." BVG boss Sigrid Nakuta stated, quote, "Fast internet access is an important comfort feature for our passengers. In our U-Bahn stations, we've already created a free BVG Wi-Fi service, and LTE reception is generally very good in Berlin's buses and trams. We are very pleased that LTE will soon be available for all passengers on the entire U-Bahn network, including the many tunnels." From the 4th to the 6th of October, Friedrichstrasse between Französische Straße and Mohrenstrasse will be car-free and not as planned at the beginning of September. This was confirmed by the district office on Wednesday. As previously reported on Berlin Briefing about a week and a half ago, District Mayor Stefan von Dossel of the Greens first announced that the shopping mile would be closed to cars from the 6th to the 8th of September. The plans were changed after consultation with the residents, probably also because the Sunday, which was planned to be open for sale throughout Berlin that weekend, was banned by the courts. Moreover, if residents present at a special proposal for October 3rd, which is German Unification Day, cars could also be left out of the picture on that day. Von Dossel remarked in a video regarding the program, quote, "There should be space on the street for strolling and resting and for special offers from the nearby shops. In the pre-Christmas period, the next somewhat longer test run will follow. The last time was around the second Advent in the discussion. On that Sunday, the shops may be open in Berlin, presumably. The project could be the starting point for more far-reaching solutions and a step towards car-free cities and cleaner air. In addition, there's hope of boosting trade in the shopping mile, which is currently in crisis." According to a Berlin court decision, the dismissal of a Bundeswehr janitor for connections to the right-wing extremist scene is, quote, "fundamentally justified." According to a spokeswoman on Wednesday, the labor court set a deadline for employment to expire at the end of September. The man was employed in the Bundeswehr for more than 30 years. His first dismissal in December of 2018 was ineffective, but the second in January of this year was legal. The 62-year-old plaintiff had not appeared at the court hearing and was represented by a lawyer. According to the court, the department had accused the longtime employee of lacking loyalty to the Constitution and membership in a right-wing extremist organization. Per the court reporting, the plaintiff was last employed at the Brandenburg Bundeswehr site in Strasbourg. The findings of the Military Counterintelligence Service, or MAD, states that 2% of the soldiers and civilian staff of the Bundeswehr are suspected of extremism. The MAD is responsible for defending and monitoring extremists in the Bundeswehr. Among 250,000 men and women, about 500 so-called suspected cases are currently being processed. Greta Thunberg has set off on another trip to Germany. The 16-year-old Swedish climate activist posted a photo of herself on Twitter yesterday morning, which shows her in front of a train in Stockholm on her way to Germany, then on to France. According to a spokesperson for the climate protection movement Fridays for Future, starting at 10 a.m. this morning, she will take part in a climate protest in Invalidenpark in Mitte and is scheduled to give a speech. Thousands of demonstrators are expected despite school holidays. In August of 2018, Thunberg began demonstrating in front of the Swedish Parliament in Stockholm for her country's courageous fight against the climate crisis and for compliance with the Paris climate targets. Her once lonely protest has given rise to an international climate protection movement in which thousands and thousands of schoolchildren, but also students, scientists, and others around the world are taking part, including many in Germany. After taking part in climate protests in Berlin and Hamburg in March, it's the third visit of this kind to Germany for the young Swede. On Sunday in Normandy, France, she will be awarded a prize, and on Tuesday, she'll give a speech at an event of the French National Assembly in Paris. And lastly, we're doing a bit of traveling, and we'll be back first thing Wednesday morning. Have a great weekend, and as always, thanks for listening.